on the 85 Rationet page, and sounds like it's a pretty nice picture here. Put it up there. Thanks for doing that. Yeah, Joe Calzaretta, K2ZCU and then K2PI. He taught in the Churchville Chi Lai or Gage Chi Lai School District. Taught industrial arts. He's been down in Florida for a number of years. A good friend of mine. I catch him once in a while on CW. I haven't caught him in a while. And, Lou, I'm going to give Billy a call tomorrow, late afternoon, and ask him if he would pick you up. He lives over in Bright, really not too far from you. So I'll check into this tomorrow, and we'll be able, I'm quite sure, I'll be able to have Billy WDHATX come by and pick you up and bring you to Rocky. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay. Lately I haven't had a lot of available time, but it turns out this Monday I actually am free, so I thought if the opportunity arose, I would take part. If for some reason it doesn't happen, don't sweat it, but I had the time available this time around, so I thought I'd put the word out and see if I could join you fellas. Go ahead, Gary, this is K2LKK.
Very good. Well, I'm chasing a ship here, but it's just pulling into the lock. It hasn't stopped yet, so that means I got another half hour before I head down there. The sun should be down slightly. Well, sunset is 8:53, I think. So I'm going to be on the wrong side, kind of looking into the sun, but hopefully it'll be down close enough to the horizon. It's not going to bother me. So do you want to do the quiz here?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, okay. Well, I played out in the garage there this morning. Did my welding, got my butterfly built, and my little mechanic half cut chopped. And then after dinner here, I was out welding. I made a sand depot for my little mister, I have a mister to get wet on under the hose, mister. And I got into the pond today. I took a whole filter system apart and cleaned it all out. What a mess it was. So it's ready to go, or all nice and clean. And hopefully it'll keep the water cleaner. So that was a good day today for me, Tim. Other than that, I never left the house, though. That all right.
Okay, here comes number one question. In what year was the first no-code technician license granted? 1990, 1991, 93, or 96? I'm gonna go B, Bravo, 1991.
And B, Bravo, 91 is correct. What is the 2-meter calling frequency for single sideband? 144.100, 146.52, 144.525, or 144.200?
I think it's D, Delta, 144.200.
And once again, you are correct. Abladnox, BLAW-KNOX. Abladnox is what kind of radio antenna? A ship-to-shore rhombic wire antenna? B, a flat-plane satellite antenna having three sides towards the source? C, a multi-bay, multi-polarization FM relay antenna? Or D, a large AM broadcast antenna?
I think it's D, Delta, a large AM broadcast antenna.
And correct again. I thought that was a new one. I don't remember hearing Blah and Knox before. I think that was a new question. Good. All right. What is the phase shift of an L network, a series L shunt feed at resonance? 180 degrees, 90 degrees, minus 90, or that's it.
What is it?
It's at A, B, and D. There's no C. Okay. 180, 90, or minus 90?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess 90 degrees. 93.
Well, you got the 90 right, but it needed a minus in front of it. Minus 90.
Alrighty then.
Okay, which of the ham bands is the closest to the United States AM radio broadcast frequency? 1040, 680, 1040, 80, or 160? Now, that's a silly question.
Yes, that's a silly question. The answer is the 160.
All right, moving on. Hopefully something harder. A simple way to lower the frequency of a crystal is to dip it in hot wax. True or false?
Usually filed. No, I would say that's false.
That is correct. And then the lower. All right, in which city did Elon Musk donate $1 million to help build the newest Nikola Tesla museum to honor his car company namesake? Budapest, Belgrade, New York, or Colorado Springs?
I think it's New York.
And New York is correct. Hey, my Jays won this afternoon, by the way. Hopefully the Boston can beat up on the Yankees tonight. We'll see what happens. All right, which of the following are call sign prefixes for the Battle? Vatican City. A, H-V-A, H-V-Z, H-U-A, H-U-Z, H-T-A, H-T-Z, or H-W-A, H-W-Z?
The answer is A, Alpha.
Making them too easy for you again, Tim. Before, companies like E-Kit drastically reduced the price of filter-type sidebands in the 1960s. What format was sometimes used by transmitters, transmitter manufacturers, in order to reduce costs? A, duplex or simplex. B, double sideband. C, phase-type sideband. Or D, all transmitters use filter-type sideband.
Phasing sidebands, C.
Well, that means my HT37 was a cheap radio then, right?
Yeah, you had to annul the carrier and whatever. And then, of course, Heathkit came, you know, had the SB-10 with the Apache. And the Heathkit Marauder, which is what I had, was the first... crystal, you know, sideband transmitter that
he's
developed.
There you go. Alrighty, we're one question away from 90%. Who was the principal developer of FlowScan TV, system first used by radio amateurs? Philo Farnsworth, American inventor. B, Ray Dolby, Dolby Laboratories. C, Copthorne McDonald, writer, engineer. Or D, Art Collins, Radio Corporation.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna go with Farnsworth. A, Alpha.
It was our writer, Copthorne. What kind of a name is that? C-O-P-Thorne. Copthorne. McDonald. Anyways, I keep thinking it was the Japanese guy whose software we use, but I guess not. There you go, 80%.
I'll take it. I'll remember it for next time, maybe. How'd you do, Lou?
Only 50%.
Yeah, but we had fun, didn't we?
I missed one question I should have known. The first question I missed, I got 1990. I should have known that was 91.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it'd be good. Boston beat up on the Yankees. They won last night. The Red Wings were in a rain delay down in Lehigh Valley. I got to check on that. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to go have some ice cream.
Well, I had an ice cream cone too. I used the last of that pecan butter tart, and I've got a new container of peanut butter chocolate. Kind of curious to know what that's going to be like. Kind of like a repeat, I guess. But peanut butter chocolate sounds different.
Sounds pretty good to me. Very good, sir. Well, you enjoy that, and we will be in touch. And thanks a lot. WB2K and your sister, and Gary. Lou, come on in and wish Gary a voyage.
Voyage, and you got me going when you mentioned butter tart. I realize you're talking about ice cream, but I that's something I haven't had in years is butter tart. 73, this is K2LKK.
Well, the next time Tim comes up to Canada, I think his butter tart was supposedly a Canadian invention. I gave him a box of butter tart to take home the last. We'll make sure that there's enough of it to go around for everybody for sure. Alrighty, I'm going to go take a picture of my little shippy there. Now see what's going on. I just looked at the weather. There's a 30% chance of rain, and there's not a cloud in the sky here. And I brought up the weather thing, just north of Toronto, there's two big gobs of red, and I fast forward them, and they're going to go over top of it at 10 o'clock. So it looks like we're going to get a dribble of rain here at 10 o'clock with these two clouds going over, which is kind of silly, but it's just out of the blue, and I don't know what the thunderstorm or what. Even my little weather station here shows a cloud with rain, so it must be true, Jim. Alrighty, you enjoy your ice cream, you enjoy your spaghetti and meatballs with a garlic red Lou, and we'll keep in touch, eh? I'm going to have to check into that grilled cheese net one of these days.
grilled cheese net, yeah. 7:30 on Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah, take care. We'll be in touch. I'll chat with you tomorrow. WB2KAO. Take care, Lou. Enjoy your dinner.
This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales. NY, this is the NY1US All-Star Note.
WB2KAO, check 12345-4321. WB2KAO. KC2KOO, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Note. This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.